We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, the 3-time Super Bowl champion, the great Hall of Famer, number 88, one of the great wide receivers of all time. And that's our guy, Michael Irvin. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, man? You got to ask if I'm there. Just throw the ball like Troy Aikman did to the spot. And I'm going to be on that spot when the ball gets there and catch it. Don't even worry about
and
it.
And trust that you're there.
Never worry.
Trust that I'm there, buddy, and let that thing go.
Never worried about it, Mike.
Michael, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have more Super Bowl appearances all time than any franchise in the history of the sport. Your thoughts?
It's unbelievable.
And I don't even know if that word describes it. As big as that word is, it's unbelievable. It is honestly the type of stuff that you would have to get from that guy Ninja. This video game stuff. It's not real life stuff. They are doing video game stuff right here. That's the only way you go to this many Super Bowls is if you're doing it on a video game. You cannot do it in real life. It is incredible, and I've said it before that we are witnessing this. It is incredible. We should be just appreciative and understand how blessed we are to actually see this.
Yeah, I don't know if I consider myself blessed as
a Jet
fan.
You are to witness this. You're going to have to listen. People that come after you will have to hear about this and say, "Oh my God, really?" But they didn't see it. They'll have to hear about it. It'll be hard to believe just off the mouth of others and not have witnessed it, because it's hard to believe witnessing it. So, yeah, you're blessed to see it. It may not feel good to you because that's not your team. I understand that. But just because it doesn't feel good to you doesn't mean you ain't blessed to see it.
Well, let me say this, and I've seen, you know, I'm an old man, Mike. I'm a lot older than you, which I know you probably find hard to believe, but it's true. So I've seen all the great dynasties. I sort of pack a dynasty on down the line. This is the best of any of them. What they have done in the free agent period era with all the different guys that have come and gone out of New England, which is mind-boggling, outside, of course, of Brady and Belichick, and man, they've only had two kickers with Vinatieri and Gostkowski for what that's worth, is unreal. I mean, no, it's unmatched, and it'll be unmatched in NFL history in my mind.
Right, and it has, in some sense, though it is impossible to allow it to do this, it has redefined what a dynasty is. We won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years.
Yep.
What a dynasty! This has redefined a dynasty now. That pales in comparison to what these guys have done. And I get it. People are asking, well, Tom Brady, what if he loses another? I don't care.
What does that mean?
You got to. First of all, I'm gonna tell you why that doesn't matter to me. Not that it doesn't matter, but it all matters. But why it doesn't knock him off that perch? Because he already has more than anybody wins, more than anybody.
Yep.
And now to have that many times going is incredible in this era where free agency has run rampant and you're paying, and not just free agency is running rampant, the type of guaranteed monies that people are getting now you can't control them with just like what Pittsburgh came and said, well, we'll just cut them. You can't just control them with fear. You got to control them with respect. You got to control them with respect and understanding, and that's what, and reverence, and that's what Bill Belichick gets from everybody. It's incredible what they have done.
Really
incredible.
Is. Really is. Now, as a receiver, as a guy that played the game, you watch the game now, you're in the Hall of Fame, what would you do about the injustice that we saw past Sunday? What changes would you make to this game to make sure that sports travesty wouldn't happen again?
Well, I'm not getting into, and I don't think it is wise for us to get into trying to mitigate or be able to challenge every play or even challenge, plays that are not challengeable. Like, well, holding's not challengeable. But he held because we can find something on every play and we may not get through a game. But I will say this, and I haven't heard anybody say, I don't hear anybody saying this. There are some things that NFL players go through that they will take you off the field or they will cut you immediately. And I don't wish no bad for no man that's trying to provide for his family. But missing that call is a fireable offense. You got to be fired. I don't care what anybody says. You got to go. There's no way you miss that call. And you at that moment, too, with what's on the line for that team, that city, that organization, and there's no way you miss that call. This is not something that's left up to your judgment. This was it was two fouls. It was helmet to helmet on a defenseless receiver. It was pass interference, and not a one snatched that flag out of his pocket and threw it. Whose ever job that is, I certainly don't ever want to see him refereeing a game that I'm playing in again. If I'm the Saints, and I do honestly believe that they got to be held to higher standards, that's a fireable offense.
Well, let me say this too with the officials who I think have been terrible forever. I mean, I'm watching football almost 60 years. The officiating gets worse every year. The idea that Bill Vinovich, who was the head referee there, okay, that only one pool reporter gets to talk to him, interview him after the game is absurd. Why shouldn't these guys have their feet, and whoever blew the call, have their feet held to the fire, just like the coaches do, just like the players do? Why shouldn't they have to face the entire media after that game? Why are these guys so protected? I got a problem with that, Mike. I really do.
I do, too. Now, we don't ever want to make the refs part of the game and make them part of the story.
But they were, in this case.
But you made yourself part of the story.
Right. Right.
We ain't doing it. You did that. You cannot. Oh my God. I felt so bad. I felt so bad for Coach. Coach Payton looks like he was about to cry. I was about to cry for him. I was like, oh my God, are you joking? There's no way you missed that call. And then even as a ref, I come up to me and say, when you saw it over and over on the play, play, come running up and say, I couldn't grab my flag. I was going to throw it. I could grab it. It fell down in my pants. I should have thrown my head. Right. Do something. And so that was passive because it was clearly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a no question about it.
And we all know after that the Saints had a chance to win. We get that. But if the call's made correctly, the thing is over. But I want to
go. Listen, Evan, I don't even buy into people that always tell me, well, the Saints had. They don't care. Do you understand the spirit broken? The mind breaks after something like that? Do you understand how hard it is to regenerate your mind to go back and fight again at your top place when something like that happens?
You tell
people
us.
That always
do you
say that. I'm saying, shut up. Shut up. You ain't never been out there in the heat of that type of a moment in that kind of a situation, and your spirit just got broken. That game was over, and they broke your spirit.
Because you know what? You have been out there, so I'm going to ask you. When the Saints, obviously, they give up the lead. Zuerlein ties the game. Now it's a brand-new game. They win the coin toss. Ball's in the hands of Drew Brees. He marches down the field like Tom Brady does. None of this matters. Do you think it affected them? You think when Drew Brees is going under center, overtime's about to begin, that is still on the minds of players in the huddle?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, we're still talking about it right now, and we'll talk about it all week. We'll talk about it all offseason. It's still affecting us. Why don't you think it's affecting them in that moment? They spent their whole life, from the time they stepped on a football field at 6 or 7 years old, every time they made a play in the front yard, they were imagining the play to be the Super Bowl play. That was the Super Bowl play. It just happened, and somebody robbed them from it. Yes, it affects you. There's no way. It's impossible to say it doesn't affect you. Now, can some guys try to turn it around and keep playing? Yes, but they did not, and they looked like it. Sean Payton, when he walked back down on the other end, you can see he was still on that play. You can see it in overtime. He was still looking at the refs like, I can't believe, how could you guys make that call? He was still on it. And people said, well, he has to move on. Yeah, okay, that's all fine. From your couch, that's fine. from your couch, you can see that. But in the heat of that moment, with all the work you put in, all the hours you placed, and that was your Super Bowl moment, and you didn't do, you did everything you were supposed to do. That game was over. I'm blown. My mind is blown, and I can't believe I'm telling you right now that I don't call for people jobs. But that's a fireable offense.
Has that, though, let me ask you, because I'm sitting on my couch saying all the things that would probably anger you. I'm thinking, get over it. You know, it's a bad call, but get over it. Did that ever affect you in a game where there was such a bad call that it started to affect you even when you still had a chance to overcome it?
I'm sure it has, and I'm trying to recall some moment.
NFC Championship,
sure it
here it is.
Never,
I'm going to give it to you.
To Super Bowl.
Now, hold on. NFC Championship game 1994.
Yeah, yes, he did.
You and Dion.
Yes, that pass. And let me tell you something. I swear
right?
To you
would have won the game. If you got the call right there, they would have won.
Right
you would have won the game. You would have been in four straight championships.
But that is not even to this degree.
No.
Because
it's not.
We were coming back
it's
from
not.
21 down, and that touchdown, I think, would have gotten us within four, which we believe we would have gone ahead and go back ahead and get the 49ers. That was the end of the game.
Right.
But let me say it, Joe, I swear to you, as God is my witness, every day I lay my head to pillow. You talk about affecting me in that moment. It affects me now. Not just when I was 25. Now that I'm 25 backwards, it still affected me.
Right. I'll never forget that play. I mean, it's, you know.
It still messes with me to this day. I every time I look at football, I should have went up at that ball. I should have jumped. Maybe I could have helped declare the pass interference more. I should have high pointed it, but I wanted it to come down because we were down. And I was like, just if I don't look up till late, Dion have grabbed me late. And I looked up late.
Right.
He grabbed me late, but it was still PI. And I was like, could get that hand and I could kiss the ball, I could slide in the end zone. All this was going through my head, and I'm like, oh my God! And it's still. Ravishes me.
You know what? I'll tell you this, because I thought this at the time. If it was another guy but Dion on the coverage, you would have got the call.
They would have got the call.
Yep.
They would have called it.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've thought about that, too. But this one is that times 10 to me. This one is that times 10.
But because that one was much more if you want to call it a borderline call, this was a no-brainer call.
No. That was a definite pass interference.
Oh, okay.
But still had work to do to win the game.
But it wasn't as blatant as that one.
And the game is over with this call.
Right.
It wasn't as blatant as this one. And there is no more work to do to win the game. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
This call changed the game. That call affected the game.
Right.
Because we still had work to do. Somebody said, oh, my, okay, if you still get a touchdown, you're still down by four. You still got to try to stop them and go get another touchdown, which we thought we could have done easily because we had come all the way back from 21 down
that
we had given them on interceptions and turnovers. But that right there says game is over. Game is over. And I can't tell you. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, no.
Hey, similarly, it's not a bad call. It was just a bad decision. The Kansas City Chiefs win the AFC Championship if D. Ford isn't offsides.
Oh, my God.
Simple as that.
It's over.
Chiefs are there.
Should I be – he's a free agent. You know, I actually, before this game, I wanted him on the Jets, okay? But that – I mean, how dumb. What are you doing? I mean, that's on – the game was over. What a different narrative if this guy doesn't line up in a neutral zone. Right? We're not talking about the Patriots here. We're talking about Tom Brady had a bad game. He threw three picks. The ball's off Gronkowski's hands. The ball's off Edelman's hands. He threw a pick in the end zone. We're not talking, right? That's what we're talking about.
Isn't that amazing, man? That one look. And how many times have you heard it's a game of inches? This dude offsides by an inch or two. It's an inch or two. And he's so wide. It's like, okay, I understand, because what you're trying to do, you're trying to get every inch you can to get as close as you can so you can get the best jump you can.
Right.
But man, right here, you don't do this all game, right here, right now?
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that it can happen that way, and as soon as you saw it happen, you said, oh, this is over.
Yeah, of course.
This is over.
Even though the Chiefs did come back to tie the game again.
That poor dude, man. That poor dude, he's another one. I guarantee you he lost himself in some bottle that night, and he still probably haven't really gone to sleep. He still haven't slept well thinking about, man, all I had to do was line. I've lined up. Count them. How many times you think he's lined up? A million times.
Yeah, true.
A million times.
Sure.
And he lined up in the right spot. And that's the one time he didn't. And it's the one time it cost him everything.
And it cost Bob Sutton his job.
Yep.
Because,
yep.
I mean, if the
no
Chiefs
doubt.
Are in the Super Bowl, at least for another 2 weeks, he's
nope.
still working.
No doubt.
Just like that. Just like that. You're gone. This thing here is amazing. This whole NFL junk, man. It is crazy. I'm telling you, if you got the best writers in the world, they couldn't come up with these stories.
Yeah, no, it's right.
They could not come up with
it. We're talking to the great Michael Irvin. I want to go back to the Saint play because, to me, Mike, there's no doubt that they will change the rule and you will be able to challenge certain penalties next year.
But change it how?
To challenge certain penalties. Like you can challenge a play or a non-penalty, right? You don't think so? They're going to do that.
The challenging non-penalties. We'll be there all day. There's
no, but only certain
going
penalties.
On every play.
Only certain penalties.
But what you have to do is talk about, did it affect the play? You know, you can get a holding way back side of a right swat on a sweep right. Way back side. Way back side.
Yeah, but the holding won't be one of the plays you can challenge.
But it's a holding over there. So now, do we start getting into that? It's just too much to get into, to try to make it correct, to make it perfect. It's too much to get into to make it perfect.
If you restrict the amount of challenges a coach has, even if you could challenge everything, it's not like we're going to be there all day because they only have a certain amount to use.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to challenge holding penalties. But I could see pass interference. I could see roughing the passer. How about that call with Brady? How about that?
Oh my God! Yeah, that was horrific too.
Horrific.
That was horrific. They tried to make a call coming back down the road, but that was horrific. That roughing the pass. Brady's still standing. The man hit him in the shoulder.
Yep.
And you guys are throwing the flag on that. I was like, oh my God.
I'll give you another one. They'll be able to challenge face masks.
Yeah, but they missed some face masks.
No, I'm saying. So those are the three penalties: roughing the passer, pass interference, and face mask.
I don't think it's going to add that much time to the game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know about that. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but let me say this too, Mike. Only coaches challenges, though. I don't want the booth can't call down and say, okay, you know, this is this. It's got to come from the coach.
And you have to limit. Maybe you get one of those challenges, and maybe you're saying it has to be a second half challenge, you know, or something like that. But you got to narrow that gate. That gate is way too wide.
But what's the difference?
Way too vague to get into to make it work that way. I really believe so. It's just we got to be better at the people making those calls initially. We got to be better. And I know their jobs are hard because guys are getting bigger, stronger, and much faster, and you got to see it much quicker. But certain things like you're talking about, like that roughing the passer, we got to be better than that. Come on, man. I know you're watching. I know he's Brady. That's like what you just talked about with Deion. Somebody else hit you with another quarterback, that may not be the situation. But that's Tom Brady. And so now you got your hand – you got your finger on the trigger already. You itching to pull something. Anything that's anywhere near Tom Brady, you throw that flag. You got to be better than that. That pass interference, my God, my grandmother, who's blind and dead, could have made that call.
What a combo. What did you think about Scott Linehan losing his job?
When I hear, like, James Slater, who does a great job for us on the NFL Network, started talking about that the players are relieved and the players kind of wanted a different direction, then it's definitely the right thing to do. You know what I mean? If the players, if you got, I don't care. So if he's saying the players, who's only getting the ball? It's only Zeke, Dak, and Amari Cooper. So you telling me any one of them needed him out of there, I'm okay with that. It's time for him to go because obviously, and especially if more than one of them wanted him out of there, then it's time for him to go. I will say this now, and I've heard things that they're talking about promoting Kellen Moore to the spot and bringing Moore up for the spot now. I don't know enough about him to say, oh, God, he can step in and be a great offensive coordinator or a creative mind offensive coordinator. I don't know about him. And the Cowboys, I think they're right on the cuff of something. And I would hope that they would go get somebody a little more experienced and creative and everything. But I can honestly say I don't know enough about him. I've never seen him in that role because he's never been in that role before. And that'll be interesting to see.
Kellen Moore, the old quarterback, that's the one?
Yes.
Yeah, he stayed on the staff after he got hurt.
Interesting.
And so
real interesting. Real interesting. And that's real interesting. I'm like, wait a minute, you got something right here now. This is the time to pitch all the way in and go get somebody. I don't want you to go get somebody that's trying to change the offense. Go get somebody that can use this offense because it's what Dak's been using for the last 3 years. I don't want to start him anew. It's what Zeke knows. It's what those guys know. Everybody knows. I want you to use this system, this offense, but bring in a creative mind that can do some things to help it take it, to help take it to the next level. Because if that offense gets to the next level with the way that defense is playing and those young talent guys they have, then they can do something.
Michael, we'll talk to you next week. We'll start to preview the actual game, which we didn't have a chance to touch on this time.
We'll have to break it down, Mike.
Yeah, and enjoy your time down there in Atlanta.
Yeah, man. God almighty, guys. Are you guys going to make it down?
No. They don't send us to this, Mike.
No, we skip out. We just talk to you from there.
We talk to you.
Yeah. It's even better. I will give you an insight and understanding of everything that's going on. I will taste the town and deliver it on a platter for you guys.
Nice.
Don't worry. I'm going to do things that I wouldn't normally do, but it's my duty to do them just for you guys.
Mike, who's better than you, Mike? You know, it's a short list. You know that?
I'm going to do for you because I love you like that.
I love you too.
We love you too.
Thank you,
Michael. You're the best.
Always a pleasure, bro.
The great Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.